Okay, well, hello. This is Astra Roel, America's Life Purpose Coach, and thank you for joining us on the meditation. Well, it's noon my time. It might be morning for you. And today we are going to be doing a meditation about creating with light. And I'm popping over to, I want to say hi to Karen. Thank you for letting us know you're here, and you can just use the Q&A box to say hi, first name and the city that you're from, if you like, to say hi. And so, all right, I want to get started. This is going to be a little bit longer than usual, so I want to get started as soon as possible here. So I'm going to go ahead. And with creating with light, I want to say just a few words about light. Light, you want to think of light as really a living presence. It's a very powerful force for transformation. And the purpose of this meditation is to learn how to hold and radiate more light. And the more that you do this, the more you can hold and radiate light. So I would really recommend downloading this and doing it quite often. It can transform in many, many different ways. And so you're going to find out some of those ways during the meditation. And what we want to do for this meditation is get into our higher self state. So if you were with me last week, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to quickly take you through that because you want to be in that higher self state as you bring in the light. So let's get started. Okay, just sit in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and gently breathe in. Just take a few deep breaths. And now feel relaxation come throughout your body. Just start with your toes. And feel a wave of relaxation move up through your feet, into your calves and shins, up through your knees and your thighs, just intending that all of these areas are relaxing, up through your hips, your abdomen and lower back, into your chest and upper back, into your shoulders. Feel the relaxation traveling down your arms, into your hands, and out your fingers. And now up through your neck, and into your head, relaxing your scalp, your forehead, the tiny muscles around your eyes, and allow your jaw to be slightly open and relaxed. And notice your breathing and your posture. And by breathing into your upper chest, you open up your heart area. You might want to adjust the back of your neck and your head to allow for more energy to flow through you. And now breathing deeply into both your abdomen and your upper chest. And now think of your higher self, that part of you that's connected to Source. And imagine your higher self coming towards you. You might see it as a shimmering, beautiful, radiant light coming from a distance and moving towards you. And as it does, you feel its love for you. and feel the lines of light radiating out from it, touching you. Invite your higher self to come closer and ask it to strengthen the connection that you have with it. And as it does, it begins to merge with you, and you feel its radiance and its love through every molecule and atom of your body. And you are now connected with your higher self. So imagine making your energy as beautiful as possible, imagining that you're doing so with all that's necessary to make it beautiful. As you're making your energy beautiful, make any physical shifts in your posture that make you more comfortable, allow you to breathe deeply, and let the energy flow along your spine. Take a deep breath and invite light to come to you. Light is a living consciousness that responds instantly to your call. Let it come into your spine. Imagine your spine as a rod filled with light extending above your head and below your feet. From your spine, radiate light outward to your body. Imagine adding lines of light throughout your body so that you can hold more light at a physical level. Send light into your cells and into your DNA. Just imagine that double helix, the strands of DNA lighting up. And then send this beautiful light into the atoms in your body, completely filling your body with light. Make this light the most beautiful color you can imagine. What color is it? Is it a golden light? Or do you imagine a white or a bluish white light? Make this light's intensity and radiance just right for you. And imagine this light as a sphere or a cocoon all around you. In front and back, above your head and below, all the way below your feet. Extend this light beyond your body into the room. Make your sphere of light so large it fills the whole room or beyond. Then make it so small it fits very close to your body. Decide how large you want your sphere of light to be that feels just right to you. Just experiment. Does your sphere have a defined boundary, or does it just gradually fade out? If it has a defined boundary, where in the room does this light stop? Now that you've called light to you and you've charged yourself with light, You can send light to many different things. You can send light to your ideas, to the future, your higher purpose, your body, thoughts and feelings. You change the energy of whatever you send light to into a higher, finer vibration. Radiate light when you're in a situation you want to change, or send light to other people to assist them. So for now, think of a person you want to send light to. Start by sending light to this person through your whole body and notice how that feels. Next, imagine light coming out of your eyes, your hands, or your heart, and going directly to this person. Use the way of sending light to others that feels the most comfortable and right to you. You may feel the light build and then recede as you send light. Now think of something that you want to send light to. Call light to you and charge yourself with light. Imagine yourself being as clear as a crystal so that you are a pure transmitter of light. Then send light to whatever you've chosen. Next, send energy through your heart and then through your whole body to this thing. Again, you're going to use the way of sending light that feels most comfortable and right to you. Now, next together, let's all send light to world peace. It's the idea of world peace. Again, use the way of sending light that's the most comfortable and right for you. Just imagine world peace and send light to that idea. However you do it, it's the right way. And now let's send light to the earth. Our beautiful planet, Mother Earth. And now send light to the animals, the whole animal kingdom. Notice that as you send light, your own light becomes brighter and more beautiful. And thank you. Gently stretch your body, wiggle your fingers and toes. And gently open your eyes. And one thing I would want to say again about light is what I like to do when I think of light, there's many frequencies of light and kinds of light. We've done a violet flame meditation in the past, and there's many. There's rose-colored light. There's all kinds of light and different frequencies. A light that I like to think about is the solar light, which is the soul of our physical sun. Just like we have souls, you know, we are here being physical in this time-space reality. Our sun also, the center of our solar system, has a soul. And the solar light is a very healing light. There's also the light of the spiritual sun, which is the light that shines over the soul plane and, of course, beyond the soul plane to everywhere. And so play with this. There's so many ways to send light. And however feels right to you truly is the best way for you to do it. I get together with a couple other people sometimes, and we do our intentions, and then we energize those intentions with light. You can, again, energize your life purpose with light. And if it seems kind of odd, it's like, how do I send to something like that? You can create a symbol. You know, if there's an idea, or, you know, something more abstract that you want to send light to, you just can create any kind of symbol that you want, whether it's, you know, a flower or just a ball of light or something that has meaning for you, some kind of gemstone. Make that your symbol and then energize the symbol with light, because this is really also about intention. So what you have done is you've learned to call light to you, to radiate yourself with light, and then to radiate, you know, to hold it and build light within you, and then radiate it out. And so as you increase the light within you, it is important to be able to have some place to place your light. So ideas, the future, you can pave your day with light. I actually have a meditation on my website that I sell for $5 that is waking up with light, and you pave your day with light. So you send light out into your future for that day, and it really makes a difference in your day. So I'm going to check to see if there are any questions or comments. And it does not look like it. I think sometimes people are just kind of blissed out after a meditation. I hope you are. And so thank you for coming. And whether you're here live, whether you listen in the replay, your energy is much appreciated. And have a lovely, light-filled day. Thanks. Bye.